had Justin on earlier. Is he like the Mel Kiper Jr. of this whole thing, and I didn't realize it?
Yeah, he is. I think part of the reason
he
why
like, he's like, I stayed up all night, and then I'm like, I just stopped my live draft to do this, and now I'm going to start it back up at 4 o'clock. Are you Mel Kiper, and I don't even know?
I mean, he is one of the guys, and there's Guardians. Actually, I will say this: Guardians in general have like 5 or 6 guys, and I think if you go to most towns comparably, you might be lucky to have one, and they're probably not as good as Justin.
So, Matt, why aren't you in on this? Because I know you're a big prospect guy in general. Like, you should be the Mel Kiper Jr. of the baseball draft.
I mean, the amount of like games that they watch, especially like I know I've known Justin for years too, and what Nick is saying is spot on. Like the amount of like prospects that you have to go through between both college ball and high school ball to actually evaluate all those guys, it's insane.
Now, in fairness to what JP's saying, I've never had another producer come in and said they just took a soft tossing, big bodied righty from insert Big Ten school here. Cool. Like that, like he basically just let me know about the one guy they drafted who was after round 10. They don't even give bonuses to those guys anymore.
I mean, I just feel like the baseball draft doesn't do itself enough favors. I feel like there's a lot of untapped potential here for people that are in sports radio to then make the draft as some sort of awesome event.
I think the only problem is inevitably the reason why there's a lack of buzz is these guys are anywhere from a year to 5 years away from the playoffs. And whereas like football, it's pretty easy. If you just watch Power 5 football, you're going to know 65-70% of prospects decently. This, dude, we got UC Irvine here. We got a Wallace State Community College.
There's a bunch of players. No one's debating that. But like for the top of the draft, right, the Nationals took, Eli Willits? Is that his name?
Yeah.
And then Tyler Bremner at number 2 to the Angels. And
big
neither
surprise
one,
there.
Neither one. Massive surprise.
Yeah.
People like trying to put it in proper context for people what the Angels did. The Angels took what is like the 6th best pitcher out of the entire draft and was like, we'll take him at number 2 overall.
His family was surprised. You see the video?
Everyone was apparently surprised, but like, not
like,
nearly a big enough deal. Mac, we could have had so many videos of you up there being like, Tyler Bremner? Are you kidding me? What's got Tyler Bremner?
All right, so this is actually a great point. Justin is no BS. That guy knows these guys inside and out. Mac could have at least done the radio thing where you just kind of read a report, wrote down 2 things, and were like, you know, not enough people are talking about Jace LaViolette. He actually doesn't chase that much, even though he strikes out a lot, right?
Well, the problem is there. We got the hard data. He chases 25%. His swing and miss rate is incredibly high.
There's another one. There's another.
But he's another example, too. Like, I was just thinking about with him. Like, again, last year, he's projected to be 1-1 in this draft, the number one overall pick in this draft. And then the following season, he's just hits 257, which isn't great in college, and just has this just down year. And he just plummets down the boards.
Not just that, but people are actually expecting him to get the full freight of whatever the approximate pick value is. And so there might be some chicanery there.
But like,
because you know how sometimes teams will draft one guy early at a decreased slot.
I mean, that's half the reason why people thought we took Bazzana.
Yeah.
Oof.
That was the
prevailing thought.
I'm not out on Bazzana. It's just a year later to watch Caglione.
You got him cheaper.
To watch Nick Kurtz, to watch all these guys in the top 10 be in the bigs and at least swimming in their weight class. It is a little disheartening.
Well, but think about it, though. When one of the things that Justin said when he was on was he just kept talking about what a weak draft class this is.
Yeah.
Where were my baseball people for 2 months prior to this?
Mac did not come in the studio and say it's a weak draft. So, I'm not sure I'm in on this.
I love baseball so much, but I gave up on prospect watching like 5 years ago.
So I like prospect watching because it's...
Well, I like prospect watching for this team, for one team.
Yeah.
But I refuse to do it for every team. And there was a time in life where I liked doing it for all the teams, and I liked going through the process of it all because I just thought it was cool. But then the burnt out part about baseball with that is that you just learn 80% of these guys don't ever become anything.
No.
You're just memorizing a bunch of names at that point that end up doing nothing.
And in fairness, like there's certain like in football, there's like certain where you're like, oh, I think that guy's a this, meaning like you can hear a guy's name and you go, oh, that's a wide receiver. That's a left tackle. Like Wyatt Teller is not a wide receiver. He is not it might be a middle linebacker. I should take that back. I want to go through
Wyatt
some
Teller
of the names.
Could be a shortstop though.
That'd actually be a pretty badass shortstop,
right?
But I'm gonna give you some names. I want to tell if you Because
okay, I think I'm going to be pretty good at this.
I wouldn't even know if I wasn't looking at this. So this is not where. No, neither of us would know this. Dean Curley,
outfielder,
shortstop.
That's a surprise. Dean feels like an outfielder name to me. That's Dean Curley.
Yeah, I do like that.
Dean Curley, a corner outfielder.
Dean Curley in general, just strong baseball name, regular life name. That's a guy around town you don't like.
He kind of feels like he played for 4 years in college, too, which is not very, it's not in high demand.
I'm going to give you that. That's a four-year player right there.
It's a four-year player?
That's a good guess out of you. Aaron Walton.
I'm getting second baseman vibes.
Yeah, he would be a 6'3", 220-pound outfielder.
That doesn't sound like an Aaron Walton.
Right? Maybe a left fielder. I could see left field.
Left fielder. Sure, that's fine.
All right. Luke Hill.
Pitcher.
Third baseman.
I was thinking like Rich Hill. Maybe like there's a connection there. The Hill family.
He's
a lot of pitchers.
He's the first Guardians-esque prospect took.
He's on the mound, which is a hill. You know, maybe there's some association there in my brain.
I gotcha.
By the way, I never claimed to be good at this game.
No.
Never claimed to be good. We're just playing this game.
Tony Martinez.
That's a middle infielder if I've ever heard one.
I was hoping you would. I was thinking Tino Martinez. It's a first baseman only.
No. What was his name again?
It's Anthony Martinez, but it's Tony Martinez.
Oh, Anthony Martinez might have been a little different, but I would have guessed outfield with Anthony.
Tony is great, by the way, because that is a second base name, right?
Always a second baseman. It feels like it, at least.
Let's go with Harrison Bodendorf.
That's an unfortunate name.
Yeah, it is.
That sounds like a pitcher.
It is, and that's going to be a guy that we never see in the big leagues.
Yeah, no, he's alone, that guy's not making it.
Like,
classic Bodendorf.
Remember when the Guardians had Sicknarf Loopstock, who was a catcher out of, I think, Aruba? And I was like, that's an elite minor league name. He'll never sniff the majors, and he never sniffed the majors. By the way,
how many people have come out of Aruba?
They also have a second Sicknarf, who I believe they just got him, I think, a year ago. I believe he's also from Aruba.
And so a long line of Sicknarfs.
Maybe like that's their Jonathan there.
It might be.
As the Arubian equivalent to Jonathan is Sicknarf.
When you think baseball, you always think Aruba.
Sidney Ponson, baby.
Yeah.
Till I die, Mac.
I will say that covering the minor leagues as well, we did not think that Daniel Schneeman was going to be doing as much as he's doing at the major league level at this point.
But that wasn't about his name.
That was the name.
We didn't think about it when he got called up to play. We all three of us were at his major league debut. That was that Nationals game last year. That was 92-3, the fan day at the park. But nobody told us. And I remember it was Schneeman's debut. He had a double down the line.
Vicious double down the line.
And everyone was like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he doesn't matter.
Vanessa, actually,
he was signing autographs before the game, and I told Elise, don't even bother.
It's funny you say that. Vanessa was like, that kid's a hitter. And I was like, well, he's really more of a 4A player. We don't think he's going to be much here. He's more of a fringe prospect.
Yeah, but it's fun. His family got into it, you know? I was like, memories for everyone.
All right, just freshly taken in the 18th round.
Xander Bogaerts, also from Aruba, by the way.
I told you.
What a dynasty they're building over there.
Xander Bogaerts in the name of the long-lost Bostonian.
Was that your Bostonian?
Freshly taken in the 18th round out of Texas Tech, Zane Petty. He's running down a dream.
Catcher.
Pitcher.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like a hitter for some reason. I wanted to go a little off the beaten path with catcher there. Catchers have kind of wacky names to themselves sometimes.
Cannon Peebles.
That's a wild name. Cannon.
Peebles? Yeah.
Who names their kid Cannon? Kid's got a cannon, but that'd be two on the nose. It'd be two on the nose if it's something involving his arm. Because even if he's an outfielder, then you got a cannon for an arm. So it's going to be, basically, it's going to be awesome no matter what it is. I'm going to go with an outfielder.
I was trying to lead you to water there with a catcher.
He's
a catcher out of Tennessee.
Two on the nose. Here's what's happened in this game is that you started me off with names that were a little misleading.
Uh-huh.
And so I went two on the nose with it, and now we reverse course. You're trying to help me out, and now I'm thinking that the quizmaster has raised it to the next level, and we're playing a level that's too hard when in fact you're trying to give me some soft tosses.
I think this one is going to be obvious. I think you're going
to
nail this one.
I don't know. Every time you try to get me to zig, I zag, and every time I zag, I zig.
We're both trying to zag at the same
time.
No zigging.
Take the obvious.
Nolan Schubart.
Outfield.
Yes, you did.
Nolan Jones.
Absolutely.
That's all it was. That was the connection there.
You're like the Michael Martinez of this, which ironically probably makes you a Hall of Famer at this because this is an impossible game. Nolan Schubart is a certified unit, 6'5", 230 pounds. They did.
Is that a certified unit?
6'5", 230 pounds.
Well, so I get depressed because I told you earlier I'm 230 pounds at 6'2". But again, nobody ever tells me I'm a unit. Is it the 3 inches?
I think it's the 3 inches.
It's always the 3 inches.
Mm, you know,
Big Ben and Josh Allen are 6'5", 240. When you hear that,
Big Ben is not 240.
That's what he always was listed. He was listed at 6'5", 240.
I was listed at 290 for 15 years.
You're right. You're right. He's not. There's no chance he's actually that.
240? Yeah.
Because it was
in your bra.
Yeah, 241. He's listed right here. 241.
Nice try, fatty. But look at this. So Jace Laviolette, 6'6", 230. Dean Curley, 6'3", 220. Aaron Walton, 6'3", 220. Will Hines, little short king, 6'2", 180.
And these are all Guardians players, right?
Yeah.
That you're naming right now?
Nolan Schubart, 6'5", 230. Riley Nelson, 6'3", 220. Nelson Cejo, 6'4", 230. It's as if they went in saying, Nick and Jonathan keep making fun of our predilection of short kings.
Yeah, because that's what they do.
We're only drafting donkeys.
We're only
drafting mules.
Legitimately, that was the big thing with them for a couple years now, where it's like you if you could ride the ride, you can't play for our baseball team, essentially. They just had they had taller pitchers and shorter position players.
I think that's gonna listen. They really only need one of the big boppers, the kids who have just awful swing rates, chase weights, whatever, and 65 power. They really just need one of them. You get one of those and Bizana hits, and we're back in the game, right?
Well, but the problem is that they won't bring him up for like 3 years now.
I don't know. I think Laviolette. I do think if Bizana was healthy, he'd already be here. Because I just think he's the number one pick, and I think just the recency in baseball.
I wish you were right. I just got no evidence to base that off of that being true.
And I thought it was interesting, like with when we had Justin on, we're talking about Jace Laviolette. I kind of think this is a guy who you should move quickly if he can hit. If he actually hits for average and just ridiculous power.
He can't hit for average, though. That's the problem.
He just didn't last year at Texas A&M. His average was actually better the year before.
No, yes, it was. It was good the year before. But again, last year was just such an alarmingly low batting average for college baseball.
You out on Laviolette?
I'm not out on him. It's just he's got to show that he can do something. Like I'm looking at him like Kyle Schwarber. That's who he is to me right now. And that's great. I'll take Kyle Schwarber's in the All-Star game. I'd love that if that was the case. But we got a couple years on it.
Anthony Silva.
Yeah. Second baseman.
Middle infield. I mean,
it's middle infield.
He's listed
it's
as a short infield. Fielder, but do you get short?
Yeah, but everyone knows. Sack. Classic.
In base.
Classic Silva. You know, he projects himself out as a shortstop, but everyone knows when you talk to the scouts, he doesn't have shortstop range that way. That's a second baseman.
You want to go out on top or do one more?
It's like McGonagall.
Or we can throw it to Mac.
Let's throw it to Mac. I want to see somebody else whiff on this.
Mac Tyler Howard.
Outfield.
Catcher.
Come on. Come on.
Peterlin was going to get that one like that.
That was the one time I was going to guess catcher, and it was going to be right.
They drafted like three or four catchers.
It's bad odds guessing catcher in this game, by the way. It's just really bad odds. I just kept doing it.
In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.